Just feel that beat and sing it.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Tuesday, where hit music lives.
Give me a scream if you're from Essex, throw it out.
This is Radio Essex, a hit music station. Now, the Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Right, Tuesday afternoon, Big Drive Home is on. Hope your bank holiday weekend was good. We are here till 6 tonight doing our thing.
I don't know if I'm going to make it to 6.
6 today.
Radio Essex.
We'll go at 5, put on Now That's What Cool Music and just press play.
What version?
Any of them. We'll just go.
Doesn't matter, does it?
Nah. Right, let's kick off. David Guetta, Anne-Marie, Baby Don't Hurt Me. It's Radio Essex, Kid Laroi. Without you. On the Big Drive Home, half term continues. Hope you're doing okay. It's Chris and Scott. I hope your bank holiday weekend was good. I was looking through some of the stories around at the weekend. This is my favourite story. If this is true, this is going to be epic. So, you know the Wrexham deal?
Yes.
With Rob McAlealy.
You're so good at his name.
And Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds.
So that's amazing, isn't it?
Rob McAlealy.
And Ryan Reynolds bought Wrexham, and that's gone well.
It's gone very well.
It's doing really well. So they've got a documentary going on Disney Plus, and everybody knows more about Wrexham than they do about Man United. The players,
yeah.
Behind the stories of the players, everything. So this could be happening to Southend. Have you seen this story?
I've heard this, and it's blown my mind.
I thought it was a rumour, and then there's actual substance behind it. So Dwayne The Rock Johnson could be following in the footsteps of Ryan and Rob as A-list celebrity owners of Southend United.
Which would be incredible.
So Integral Sports Management is made up of local businessmen from around here who are looking to purchase the club, which has been up for sale since March following years of like loads of struggles. So they are said to have made contact with The Rock's production company, Seven Bucks Productions, who might be interested in making a Welcome to Wrexham style documentary about the club should the takeover go through. Another actor potentially involved in the deal is Ray Winstone.
Wow.
Bear responsibly.
Yeah.
Him. No, yeah. 66-year-old Wayne is a diehard West Ham fan, but is a co-founder of the management company who are likely to be involved in the Shrimpers takeover. We got to keep an eye on this because we could get involved.
Do you know what? Can you imagine? Like, because obviously we are based in Southend.
Yeah.
You know, and we obviously know a lot about, you know, this area. It'd be amazing for us and them if we were part of it. I reckon we should chuck out
incredible. But even but wherever you are, if you're in Chelmsford, if you're in Colchester obviously got their own team.
Yeah.
Which is a good team. But I mean, if it had the same exposure as Wrexham is getting at the moment, Roots Hall would be packed
because they're in the National League now.
Yeah, National.
The league that
one below
Wrexham
playoffs
have just got. Into,
yeah,
right?
They were one below playoffs. They could have gone up. They were one below playoffs. I think they're 1 point below playoffs.
When I was there the other week, it needs some work. It needs some love. It needs some attention. If you're a fan and you've got a season ticket, you're right. You know, imagine how good it could be to just watch you go up and up and up, and you could end up in the Premier League.
If you're a Southend United fan, you're probably shocked that we're talking about Southend United, not Arsenal and Watford. You've probably already fallen off your chair. You're like, what?
Yes.
Sour team?
Yeah.
Southend?
Exactly.
If you're a Southend United fan, just drop me a text or an app message. Would you be happy? Because, I mean, there'd be some people that wouldn't be happy with that, a big celebrity taking over their club. Yeah, I can vouch as a Watford fan with Elton John. It worked really well.
Exactly.
It worked really well. It's worked well with Wrexham. But there'd be some diehard Wrexham fans that probably were a little bit dubious.
Well, no, there was a lot of them on the programme that were like, no, because you're thinking to yourself, are they going to take it seriously?
Yeah.
They proved that they have.
And they've actually fallen in love with the club as it's gone on. Drop me a text. Would you be happy if, as a Southend United fan, if Dwayne The Rock Johnson took over your club?
Wow.
I mean, that would be amazing.
I'm there for it.
He'd have his own seat. He'd probably have three seats, to be fair.
He's a bit of a unit.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson coming for the Shrimpers. Grab us on the app. You can download that wherever you get your apps from. Just search for Radio Essex. While we're getting your survey on that, let's get new music on from Becky Hill and Lewis Thompson. Here is Side Effects on the big drive home. It's Radio Essex. It's Radio Essex. New music, Becky Hill and Lewis Thompson. There's Side Effects on the big drive home.
Get these side effects.
Right, it's Tuesday. It's Chris and Scott. Unanimously positive about The Rock taking over Southend United Football Club. According to most of the texts, I read a couple out. Dean says, I love Southend United. We had a box and sponsorship, and my son was a blue shrimp mascot. So I'd love The Rock to get involved, put the shrimpers back on the map. Love the show as always. Thank you, Dean. Joe in Chelmsford, yes, I think it'll be major for the county. Bring it on. Dave says, yes, if the consortium came in and made the club financially stable to give me a club for me and my seven-year-old son to support for the rest of our lives, I would be happy. It gives us exposure that generates revenue. That can't be a bad thing. And Dave sums it up, and it's about supporting the club, taking your kids along to the club, getting properly involved in it.
Yeah, 100%. You know, as I said, like, I went down there. My son was lucky enough to play there the other week and won the cup. But it needs some, like, it's really been unloved, you know, recently because of
what's the pitch like?
The pitch looks okay, but the surroundings, I mean, the stands.
I've seen the building, yeah. And I've been there for a couple of tours. And I went to see them a couple of years ago. Harry got into a stage where we didn't want to always go to Watford because it's a bit of a drive. So we did a couple of matches at Southend. It's local. And it's football, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I would love for it to happen. And, you know, and I would go more because, you know, they'd make
the Rock is there.
Yeah.
It would be really weird. Thank you very much for all your comments on that. We'll live and learn. We'll keep an eye on the story and we'll try and get involved as well, definitely.
Definitely.
Yeah, we'll be involved. We'll be all over that. Right, 60 minutes after 3, Tuesday afternoon. It's Chris and Scott, big drive home with Ed Sheeran coming up. Let's get a Coldplay classic on as well. Coming up. Right, 20 past 3, big drive home, doing it for Tuesday. Talking about Dwayne The Rock Johnson could be taking over Southend United Football Club. Trev, our very own exclusive Chris and Scott taxi driver in Basildon. What you got for us, Trev?
I've trademarked it already. It's official. I'm selling Southend The Rock Rocks. All right, so it's mine. It's mine.
That's genius. Brilliant. I love that. Cheers, Trev. 15%.
No, I actually we take it off him. What's he going to do about it?
Oh, that's right. We've said it on the radio as well, so it's happened. His Ed Sheeran eyes closed. Big drive home continues. Much prefer happy Chris Mine, don't you?
I do.
Post Gwyneth Paltrow, Chris Mine is the best Chris Mine.
Yes, he is.
It's so much happier.
He is.
Because it was before that was Trouble and Yellow and...
Yeah.
And now it's like, oh, your power! Woo! Bless him. 3:27, big drive home. It's Radio Essex. Weekend was fairly busy. I saw you on Friday night because it was my boy's 18th birthday party.
You did see me on Friday night.
We hired out a hall and we had a DJ there. DJ Joe Kinch was rocking that.
He was amazing.
He's very good at the DJing.
Like, who knew? I mean, like, so good.
But, like, mixing and stuff.
Yeah, yeah,
he was really good. And we hired a hall, and then you popped in.
I did. I popped in, and you stood up and said, my best mate is here.
Sorry, remember this bit.
You were everyone, my best
did
friend.
I?
Yeah, my best friend is here. And then you gave me a big hug. And then you said a beautiful sentence. You said, I have had 3 Guinness, a rum, and no food.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's what you said.
And
I said, do you want some food? And you got some food and sewed up a little bit. It's fun.
You're in charge this weekend, aren't you? And this week?
I am in charge.
You're babysitting?
Yeah, yeah. They don't like it when... the women don't like it when you call it babysitting.
Because they're
looking
your
after
kids.
My own children. Yeah, I get that. But, so she went away on Sunday and I got back from where I was going and we sort of like crossed on the motorway. She's going on holiday because it's her birthday coming up. Right, so she went away for a girly one. She never gets away.
Yeah.
And, but she texted me something this morning and I'm going to share with the class. And one, I'm being brave because I know she's not listening. She's on holiday. Right, so I'm fine, right?
Essex is the biggest county in the world.
I don't think there's something in my mind that's telling me she's not drinking cocktails.
Okay. Are you going to drop a bomb now?
Not a bomb.
Go on.
But it's just, she wrote me a text earlier saying, when you go to work, you can drop the kids around Chantel's, which is one of her friends, because they should look after the mothers. And then it, there's a little gap, and it said, make sure you give them lunch. And I just thought, why are you telling me feed the children?
Were you smarmy in your reply?
I sent a voice note back saying, oh my God, thank you so much for telling me to give my children lunch. I said, because I haven't fed them since you left on Sunday. I better go and check if they're still alive. Wow. Shocking.
They look happy now playing in the car park, though.
Yeah, they're all right.
Radio Essex, Lil Nas X and Montero, 3:38. We're on the big drive home for Tuesday. It's Chris and Scott, Radio Essex. See, this guy, he's got a BMW driver. Was devastated. You're a BMW driver.
I am a BMW driver.
He was
now, yeah.
Devastated after a recent trip to the seaside.
Why?
Sun's shining, temperatures rising over the weekend, people up and down the country packing up their picnic blankets, heading to Clacton, heading to Southend, wherever your nearest beach is. One driver went to Cornwall.
Yeah.
He parked his car on the sand.
Why? That's my first question.
Yeah, well, I thought that.
Why?
How lazy are you where you're literally... You're not using the local car parks. You're like, well, I'm going to the beach. I'll just park on the beach.
I'll park on the beach so I can get stuff out of my car.
But also, all the sand in your car would be a nightmare. That would be awful. Yeah. I wouldn't want my car anywhere near the sand.
No. Furthest away from the sand as possible, please.
About 10 minutes later, there was reports to the Coast Guard of a black BMW floating out to sea. So no. The tide's coming now.
Oh.
Yeah, and he hasn't got his car off the sand. So he's obviously parked on the sand, then wandered off, just left his car on a beach, wandered off, and the tide's picked up his car.
He deserves it, doesn't
he? Yeah,
doesn't
he deserve it? I'm thinking so. According to St. Agnes Coast Guard Service and Search and Rescue, they were alerted to the incident around 8:30 in the morning. I mean, he was keen.
Wow.
Parked up at 8:30 in the morning. Sharing a video and some photos, and the vehicle was finally removed. The team stood down around 10:19, so 2 hours.
Have I got a vision in my head of this guy, right? So he gets out of his black BMW,
yeah.
He opens his boot, he gets a couple of beers out of the bag, he's got a little like cooler bag, sitting down, he's just living his best life. Just
yeah.
Literally, put a bit of suntan lotion on me, babe, oh, this is brilliant. And he goes...
You made out he had a girlfriend or a wife then, I'm doubting.
I doubt that. Yeah. Oh, come on, let's be nice to him. So, and as he goes, that boat really looks like a car. Actually, that boat looks a little bit like my...
It's modelled on a BMW X5, that.
Yeah, it's really weird. Hang on. Where did I park my car? I didn't park it there.
Or he's sitting on the beach with his back to his car.
Yeah.
The tide's coming in. He's like, oh, got to move. I move the blanket, move my shoes.
Yeah.
Oh, tide's coming in a bit more. Oh, move the blanket, move the... I'm sure I'm forgetting something. I'll move my phone. Tide's coming in a bit more. And then he goes, it's my car.
It's the car. I should have focused on that.
I should have concentrated on the car and not worried about the picnic blanket.
Yeah. Tuna sandwich, you'd let it go.
He did get the car back, and I'd imagine it's in his airing cupboard.
In rice.
Full of sea and sand.
Yeah.
Double whammy. Right, 3:41, big drive home for Tuesday. Continuing Tom Grennan on the way. Latto coming up as well, and travel next. Radio Essex, Latto, Mariah Carey, Big Energy. Chris and Scott, big drive home. We're talking about this guy that parked his BMW on a beach in Cornwall, and it drifted out to sea. As you'd imagine, it would do with the tide and all that. Paul, what you got for us?
Hi, guys. I've been to St. Agnes like about 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And the parking is actually semi on the beach, but obviously you've got to be aware of when the tides are and when you need to get off that parking area, because obviously it is a beach, but it's also a parking area as well. Hope that helps.
Yeah, well, I just won't go there, Paul. It doesn't sound like I like it.
You know, common sense helps.
Yeah, I think it would. Paul, thank you for that. Lewis Capaldi, Forget Me on the Big Drive Home. It's 10 to 4 afternoon, Essex. It's Radio Essex, Lewis Capaldi. Even after all this time. And Forget Me. You wouldn't be able to forget him if you saw the papier-mâché statue that's just been made to basically statue him, to make him immortal.
It is. It's the worst thing I've ever seen.
It's got ping pong eyes, bronze spray paint. If you remember the David Beckham Anton Deck sketch, where they made a hideous David Beckham statue.
It was James Corden. I think
James Corden.
Yeah, it was James Corden. And yeah, so they done this thing on him, and it was horrendous. But I mean, I dare you to Google this. Just write into your phone.
Lewis Capaldi statue.
It's. Because you need to see it with your own two eyes. Because Lewis Capaldi must have been mortified, but he's there having a picture with
him. Well, it's his pupils at his former school, so they're kids. So students at his school in Blackburn, in West Lothian, presented him with the sculpture, which principal art teacher said was intentionally bad, bizarre, and odd-looking. Intentionally.
Yeah, right, okay.
Because he said, Lewis, do you think this looks bad and odd-looking and bizarre? And he went, yes. And he went, it's supposed to.
I mean,
so if he said it didn't, he said, no, it's a really good look. I mean, he went, yeah, that's the idea.
The only way I can describe it, obviously, if you're driving a new car, it looks like it's been melted. It looks melted. It's so bad. It's so bad that it's the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
Which Lewis Capaldi described it as the most beautiful and bizarre gift he'd ever received. Check it out. Do a Google search. Lewis Capaldi statue. You won't be disappointed.
Horrendous.
There's pictures of him next to it as well, so you can see the likeness. The hair's right.
The hair's
spot on. But the outfit's a bit weird. He's wearing like an orange. It looks like he's in prison.
It's really not weird.
Really bizarre. Right, news and travel coming up next at 4, and we'll update the headlines with Sean.
Right now. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
3 to the 2 to the 1 like this.
Where hits music lives on Radio Essex.
Right, Tuesday, back after the bank holiday weekend, and half term continues. Sam Fender on the way. First of all, let's get this on. Brand new album out as well, which is incredible. Jonas Brothers, here's Waffle House on Radio Essex.
This is the hit music station, Radio Essex.
Radio Essex, Sam Fender, 17 going under. And before that, Jonas Brothers and Waffle House. Chris and Scott, we're doing the big drive home for Tuesday. Heading towards the end of May already. Somebody should tell Summer.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm away this week. Thursday, I go to Spain. That's not looking clever.
No.
It looks worse there than it is here.
Yeah, no, it looks bad. Really bad.
Sunshine here coming back tomorrow. Apparently, it's going to really, really heat up. As did the Fantasy Football League at the end of the season, which has now happened.
Okay.
So fantasy football, we started this obviously at the beginning of the season. We decided to, me and Scott and Tom, but with three of us entered the actual fantasy football app, the Premier League one. We entered it and we were like, this is cool. And there was three of us in it, a couple of people in the office. And then we went, we should open this out to Essex. And now there's like 300 people in it.
Yeah.
So if you're wondering who topped that, well, I can tell you right now. Number 10 was Marching On Together. Number 9 was Westies Wanderers. Rail Sandman at 8, Philip Sands at 7, Lee Ford with Crouch Potato. That's a good name.
Great.
Expected to Lose. I think Toby's been in the top 10 since it started. I think pretty much there all the time.
He's done well.
Dan's Dribblers at 5, Pants Partey, Paul at 4, Debbie at 3 with Reboot International, What's Up Doc, Craig Johnson at 2, and at number 1 is Carl Smith, Newton Heath FC. New in the top 10 and new at number 1.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, number 1. Brilliant. And I looked at his squad this weekend. He didn't play Haaland. He put captain on Harry Kane. So he had a really, really good week. And I think he just pipped Craig Johnson on the last thing by captaining Harry Kane, I think. So well done to Carl Smith. Get in touch with us to get a mug for winning. Favourite name inside the top 10. We need to pick a winner for that as well so they can get a mug. I quite like Expected to Lose.
Same.
Yeah, Expected to Lose is good.
Yeah.
But I don't know, the other... There's
Crash enough, Potato's good.
That's good. I like that one.
Pants Partey.
Can they both get a...
No. Got one winner only, because that's what we said.
We're Expected to Lose, then, I reckon.
Expected to Lose, you happy with that?
Expected to
okay,
Lose,
okay, well
yeah.
done to Toby. You've got a mug for your name, Expected to Lose. Our final positions. Tom, 116th place.
Okay.
Well done, Tom. Bearing in mind I was number one for like half a season. I was top of the whole thing,
yeah,
wasn't I? For like half a season.
You was.
98th.
Okay.
You.
Go on.
95th.
Yeah. You know what's hilarious about that?
You don't use it.
I didn't use it because you mucked up my team and I beat you both.
You beat both of us. You in this room, you were the highest.
Tom.
You beat me by about 3 points.
But Joe, what's brilliant, Tom, right? You've been doing it every week, like relentlessly.
Yeah. It is addictive.
I changed a captain like a couple of weeks ago. And
you did. I think that helped you out quite a lot.
Who did I captain?
I think Kane. Because Kane had an amazing Saturday just gone, Sunday just gone.
Brilliant.
For a captaincy. Anyway, we'll do that again whenever they release the next one, which I'd imagine will just be before the beginning of the season. We'll start it all over again. Well done to Carl, Newton Heath FC, winning the Premier Fantasy League. It's Radio Essex staying dry. Some spots of drizzle overnight tonight, down to 9 tomorrow. Fine weather tomorrow. Warm sunshine as opposed to the cold sunshine. It's always warm sunshine.
It's always warm.
Sun's always fairly hot. Warm sunshine, otherwise a little bit cloudier. Cooler, but sunny, and 18 degrees the high tomorrow with no rain, which is good news. Southend is the, isn't Southend the driest place in the UK, according to a poll that came out over the weekend?
Yeah.
It's the Southend has been named
really
the driest, more sunshine than anywhere else in the UK. The winner was Southend. Colchester was in there as well. I think Colchester might have even been second.
Yeah, I believe so.
Southend and Colchester.
Pretty good.
1 and 2 in the sunny day. So if you're doing stuff half term, they're the places to go because then you'll get sunned on. Southend Airport.
Sundon.
Southend Airport launching flights to Paris. That's just been announced. Flights are now available from London, Southend Airport, which is Southend Airport.
Southend Airport.
To Paris via the EasyJet.
That's good.
Which is good news. So if it isn't a great warm day, get on a plane from Southend. Pop over to Paris.
Nice.
That'd be good. Right, Radio Essex on Tuesday's Big Drive Home. Latest on the roads coming up. Woo! Radio Essex, Jonas Blue off of Chelmsford. And Ray by your side, 4:26. Well done to Carl Smith, then, winner of Fantasy Football. We got your details, Carl. We're looking for the details of Toby. Toby, whose team name was Expected to Lose. Toby, if you're listening, give us a shout. Drop us a text with your phone number on it, and then we can get back to you. Right, I've got some special music now, because Scott has a fact, I think, is the best way to describe this. It's one of Scott's facts, and they come quite regularly on the show, so we thought
got the music,
we should just, yeah, we should just have some music attached to Scott's facts. So it's not just a random fact, it's random fact with a little bit of music.
Yeah.
Because you're pondering stuff, aren't you?
Yeah, but I don't even understand this myself. Which is a worry.
Yeah.
I watched a TikTok earlier, right? And it said that when you're in your car,
yeah,
for example, and you're going, like, let's say you're going 60 miles an hour.
Okay, yeah.
Right. The bit, the tyre that's touching the road.
Yeah.
Right. It's not moving. It's static.
Sorry, just recap.
Yeah.
If you're in a car doing 60 miles an hour.
Yeah.
The wheels aren't moving.
No. Oh. The wheel is moving.
Good.
Yeah. But the top of the wheel is going double the speed of what you're doing. So it's doing 120.
Yeah.
But the bottom is not moving at all. Otherwise, it'd be skidding. And it's when they said about skidding, which made me go...
That'd be wheel spinning.
Yeah, but... So it's not moving. At all.
Well, it must be moving at 60 miles an hour.
It's not. It's not moving at all. The other bit of the wheel is. Honestly, try and look it up because it's blown my mind. And
he's not as crazy as he sounds, laugh out loud, says Wheel Masters Jack.
Yeah, hang on.
Who specialises in wheels.
Okay, so do you reckon we can get Wheels Master Jack on the phone, if you know, because...
Give us a ring, Wheel Master Jack. 01702 45 50 60.
I know I sound silly now.
45 50 60. Go on.
I know I sound silly when I'm saying it, I watched it, and I was like... I watched it about 5 times, and I was, like, so confused. It's not going round. The bit that's touching... The bit that's literally touching the road...
Yeah.
It's not moving. It's... Static, still, completely still. Please, Jack, help me.
How would the... I think this might be Jack now. Is that you, Jack?
It is me. Hello. How are you?
Good, mate. Good.
So am I silly?
Jack works at Wheelmaster, so he repairs alloys in Wickford. Great company. Done 3 of mine already this year.
Yeah, I'll see you soon, by the way, Jack.
So, what is he telling the truth? Is that right?
I know exactly what he means, but it's very hard to explain. For a split second, for a split millisecond, yes, there is a part of the tyre that, when in contact with the road, technically, is not moving.
What? not
so
move.
For example, if you was to slow a video down of a vehicle moving along the road at road level, right? And you slowed it right down. There is a part of the tyre, the very, very bottom of the tyre.
The very bottom of the tyre, yes.
That is technically not moving.
I'm a genius.
For a split second.
That's crazy. And that's the bit that I keep hitting into a pothole that smashes my tyre to pieces.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely right into, because this guy, he was a scientist or whatever, but the top car is going double the speed.
Yeah, but that would make sense, because it's the smaller part, so you'd have to go twice as fast to get to the other, to get down to the bottom, to hit the pavement.
It's not moving.
How's the top half moving and the bottom half isn't?
I don't know. I'm just smiling at him and nodding.
Right. They talk about trains as well, and they say the same thing. It's not moving. And
you're not moving. Yeah, I know, but that's probably because they're on strike.
Yeah.
Very good, Jack.
He's a comedian.
Right, let's continue. 1975 is O Caroline, Radio Essex. It's Radio Essex, the 1975 and O Caroline. 4:34. It's Chris and Scott. Have you had a good bank holiday weekend? Back into it, another 4-day week. We're talking about something that Scott's blown our mind with. He's had backing from Jack at Wheelmasters.
Yeah, but because the thing is, as I don't know if I said this bit, but like, because when the wheel is, if you was out of control and you were skidding, right? When you're skidding, that's when the wheel's going wrong. That's when it's moving round. That's when you're out of control.
No, when you're skidding, the wheel stops.
No.
Hence the skid.
No, it moves. You're coasting. Type thing.
No, your wheel stops when you skid because you've got the brakes on.
No. You know,
wheel spinning then.
Like wheel spinning. Yeah,
wheel spinning is different.
Like,
yeah.
Say you hit ice.
Yeah.
And your wheel spinning.
Like you doing your BMW around Pitsy car park on a Friday night. Yeah, wheel spinning around doing donuts.
Yeah, doing donuts. Yeah, that's when the wheel's moving. It's not moving. It's not moving at all.
Okay.
At the bottom.
My mind's blown. Gavin, who's in Nova Scotia, Canada, so you can have one of these, Gavin.
Essex is the biggest county.
Because I don't think Nova Scotia's on there yet, is it? It's not on our map yet. Canada's on there. Montreal, Canada.
Yeah, we've got Canada.
Now Nova Scotia. Gavin, you've also got other people in Canada listening to us via Canada. Let's have a listen to Gavin's... I actually think I'm going to need Scott's special music for this because this is mind-blowing. Gavin, what you got for us?
All right, lads. It's Gavin here.
All right, lads.
Nova Scotia, Canada. There's a weird one for you. Technically, a fly can stop a train. So if a fly is flying towards a train and it hits the train... For a tiny minute of a second, that train has to stop. Because in order for something to go one way, if it's already going the other way, it's got to stop first. Mind blown.
Now, what is he talking about? What is he talking... I don't get what he's... The fly's just dead, isn't it?
Yeah, but... Because there's some kind of mass or matter in front of the train, surely the train, if it hits any object, like a fly... But there must be a slight decrease in speed because there would be some kind of...
No, right.
There'd be some kind of resistance in its way.
Right, okay, let me just say what's in my head now.
I can tell what's in your head.
I will... No, because I'm disagreeing. I'm just get rid of all the swear words.
Okay.
Right. It doesn't make any sense, right? Because so if a train...
Yeah.
...hits a tree...
Yeah.
Right. Pressure, stop, right? The train, the tree, there's, you know, the train's heavy, the tree's in the ground.
So it would have an impact.
Impact, yes, yes.
But so would a fly.
What's a fly? A little fly? A little fly? Right.
No, there's no but.
There's no but. You're driving in your car, right?
Now
let's say you're driving in your car.
Yeah.
And a fly.
Yeah.
Hits you. You're doing 70 miles an hour.
Dead on 70.
Yeah. No, not nothing over it.
No.
It's illegal. Well, you're doing 70 miles an hour in your car. A fly hits you. What happens, Chris?
I reckon I reckon my speed goes down to 69.99999, like recurring. No, I reckon there'll be a slight...
How? Because it's a fly.
I've hit a fly. I've hit some object. I've hit mass.
So, sorry. So are you telling me then, yeah. Right? So a crisp packet,
yep,
hits a train.
Any matter.
It's not...
How
fast does the train go?
1 million miles an hour. So it will go slightly under 1 million miles an hour when it hits the crisp packet.
No, it won't. The crisp packet is as dead as the fly. It's the fly, bless its heart, is dead now, right? The fly, because the impact of it, because it's a little fly, isn't it? You know, yeah, how small a fly,
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I understand how small it is.
Yeah. It can't...
But it's heading the other way, so it's going to have some resistance. Oh. It's going to offer the train some resistance.
I'm giving you resistance. I don't understand.
Okay.
He's saying it stops.
No, the train... He said it stops. I'm not sure the train stops, but it must slow down. There has to be some... Like, wind would cause resistance as well. But then the fly would have to be causing more resistance than the wind. Otherwise, it wouldn't make any difference. I just thought that hits the train would slow it down by such minuscule.
Right, okay.
Minuscule.
Right. So if you're driving,
yeah,
right, and you hit...
Am I in a train or in a car?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
You're going
I'm going to be in a train.
No, okay, you're in a train. Right? Yeah. And you've literally got the... cruise control on.
Yeah.
Got that.
Probably.
But they have.
My train's got cruise control.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has.
It hits the fly.
Yeah.
Doesn't slow down.
Little tiny.
Doesn't, does it?
Washing machine, Mark. Fly hits windscreen at 70 miles an hour. What happens next?
What?
Oh, no, it's rude. Sorry.
Yeah.
I was just about to read that out. Yeah, I literally read anything that somebody puts in front of me. I just read it out.
Yeah.
Radio Essex, Galantis, David Guetta, Heartbreak Anthem. It's Chris and Scott, Big Drive Home, educational. As always, if this was a Friends episode, it would be the one with the fly on the train.
Yeah.
Gavin, who said, let me just replay Gavin's message just to remind ourselves of what he was saying.
All right, lads, it's Gavin here from Nova Scotia, Canada. There's a weird one for you.
Go on.
Technically, a fly can stop a train. So if a fly is flying towards a train and it hits the train, for a tiny, tiny minute of a second, that train has to stop.
Okay.
I don't understand what you mean.
So, ultimately, they will collide. Yeah?
Yeah.
This is what Gavin said. Ultimately, they will collide. As they do, the overpowering mass of the train...
Yep.
Will force the fly to travel in the opposite direction, yeah?
Yep.
The fly's coming towards the train, train's coming to the fly. Train hits the fly, now the fly's flying the other way in the same way as the train's going.
So the train hasn't stopped?
No, hang on, I haven't finished yet. So to do this, the fly must first stop. Because if he's travelling in one direction and then he's going to go in the other direction, yeah?
The fly's stopped, the train hasn't.
No, the fly has to stop. For it to reverse and go the other way, yeah? So as soon as it hits the train, as soon as it hits the train...
It dies.
It's dead, yeah? It hits the train, but then the fly will start to go the same way as the train.
Of course it will, because
so
the train...
For that millisecond, when the fly stops to change direction, it stops, but it's in contact with the train, so therefore the train must be stopping as well.
No, what?
Has to.
What?
Has to.
What do you mean?
Has to.
What? Right, no, listen.
It has to, because it has to...
They're all trying to wind me up.
The fly has to change direction, so to change
the
direction...
The fly is stuck to the windscreen.
Yeah.
And it's no longer living.
But it's going north, and then suddenly it's going south.
Yeah, because
it's going north, and then south.
Okay, so at what point, I ask you, has the train stopped?
When the fly stops to go the other direction, it has to stop because it's changing direction, so it stops and then goes back the other way. But it's attached to the train, so if the fly stops, the train must also stop as well.
No, at the next station.
Yeah, that could be it.
Wessex.
I know it's a long shot. If there's a scientist listening to us... No, sorry, I'll just leave that.
Silly.
Get in touch. 4:47, Miley Cyrus. This is brand new. It's called Jaded. It's Radio Essex. It's Chris and Scott. Big drive home. I'm just reading physicsforums.com. lots of great threads on there, including fly and train.
I don't get it. I'm standing up because I'm angry.
This is from physics people. So the fly, if you've just tuned in, by the way, Gavin called up from Canada and he was saying that if a fly hits a train, the fly will stop and the train will stop momentarily because it has to, because the fly will...
It's so big and powerful.
Yeah, no, it's because it hits the train and then it's to do with velocity, it comes back the other way. So, according to physics.com, physicsforums.com...
Who knows?
The fly must momentarily stop... And so must part of the train in contact with the fly. It doesn't say the whole train stops. So it might help to imagine the front window of a train is made of rubber. At small scales, all materials are rubbery. So if you break down the metal bit of a train, it will have some give in it. So what happens is apparently the fly hits the train and that small part of the train that the fly hits... It gives a little bit,
So we're changing it now. So the train doesn't stop, but...
A small part of the train does stop. Has to.
Because
the fly has to stop to go the other way.
No.
Because it will propel it. So the fly will suddenly get max acceleration.
Dead.
It'll be dead. The last thing to go through its head would be its bum.
Yes.
That will happen. But it will hit the train and the fly will have to stop to change direction. And because the fly's attached to the train,
the
train must stop.
No, right, listen.
That's what it is.
No, listen to me. Listen to me very carefully, right? Yeah. Unless you get a scientist on the phone.
Yeah. I've checked, there's no scientist listening. But there's not many scientists listening to us.
But why are people entertaining the fact that there's a little fly and there's a massive train? Well, how much does the train weigh? Lots.
Can we have the music back?
The train kills the fly.
Instant death.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So at what point are we trying to say that part of the train stopped? Because... The train is going at, let's say, 100 miles an hour. Right?
It doesn't matter, even if it's going a million miles an hour. It doesn't matter.
Okay. Right. So if we're saying this about a train, we're now saying this about a plane. Right?
Anything.
We're saying that a rocket, that's going into outer space, right? We're saying it's a tiny little fly and they go, abort the mission.
Is it the same fly? He needs to look where he's going. He's flying in the wrong places.
I've just worked out why all them years ago when I went to Florida and I went to see a rocket launch didn't happen.
Cancelled.
There was a fly.
It was a fly, definitely.
Fly hit it and they went, no.
Linda from Rayleigh's. She's more confused because she was losing our DAB signal last week. She's more confused. She said, the thing that actually blows my mind is that Gavin is listening in Canada and I can't get you past Tesco garage on a halfway house roundabout. It's a good point, Linda. Thank you very much for that. Deborah says, wouldn't it be the fly that stops for a minuscule moment before it goes the opposite way? The train still continues in the same direction, so couldn't have stopped.
Of course that's right.
It's Radio Essex 50-50 and Cupid. 12 minutes after five. Kristen's got on the big drive home. We do this Monday to Thursday. And then on Friday, we do a little bit of a drive show. I do a little bit of a drive show. And then we go into the weekend kickoff and play some bangers to get you into the weekend, which we did on Friday, just gone. And there was one song that dropped on Friday. And I know you heard it, Scott, because you rang me up straight away. So get me a copy of that on my phone, please.
It's unbelievable.
Because my favourite band ever is probably Busted. And your favourite song ever is probably Umbop.
I love it.
So Busted and Hanson have merged together to create a Chris and Scott dream, which is Busted and Hanson singing Umbop.
It sounds incredible.
I'm going to play it for you now. I suggest there's a couple of ways to listen to this. Normally, or turning your radio up quite loudly.
Yes, please. I think that.
It's brilliant.
It's amazing.
Busted with Hanson, Umbop. The reason they've done that is because Busted are going on tour and Hanson are the support act.
I'm going.
It'll be awesome. Are they trying to come in on the show as well?
Yes.
Is there rumours they're popping in?
There is rumours.
That'd be amazing because I'm like, I get quite starstruck with Busted. I think you were with Hanson.
I've done a good few shows with Hanson, and I've never been. I talk to anyone.
Yeah,
I see them walk towards me at the airport, And I went to, I turned around to Sean and I went, oh my God, it's Hanson. He went, we're doing a show with them later. And I went, look at them. And I was talking to one of them and I was nervous.
Yeah, it's scary. It is scary.
What? I mean, I don't understand. People don't understand how much I like that song. Like, it's, I mean, I'm singing it at my own funeral. That's weird. I know. I am singing it.
Sorry, that's nearly as confusing as The Fly. How's that working?
What do you...
You, if you already recorded it?
Well, I am going to.
All right, okay.
I mean, I'm hoping I'm not playing anytime soon.
You're going to record Umbop?
Yep.
To play you singing it at your funeral?
Yep. 100% it's happening.
Why?
Why not?
Why?
Oh, well, hang on. Well, that's not going to be amazing. All of a sudden, right? Everyone's sitting there.
Why don't you just do it at a birthday party or something? In a happy occasion?
No, no, no. I want everyone singing
so
along.
So we're standing there.
Oh, I don't know who I'm going to do the show with anymore. Oh, it's awful.
And then all of a sudden...
Yeah. Damn, you don't know. Yeah, can't wait. Yeah, literally okay. Can't wait.
17... Well, you won't... Yeah. you won't be there. Well, you will be, but you know what I mean. 17 minutes after 5, Big Drive home for Tuesday. Busted and Hanson, we will hopefully get him on the show very soon. Travel news coming up, and we'll continue with the hits, but we do need you to end the show very soon.
We do.
So if you can do that via
sing
the
Umbop.
App. What?
Sing Umbop and then say Tuesday completed,
Tuesday,
mate.
Dub, dub, completed, mate. Do it up, up, something like that.
Something like that, yes,
Tuesday. Completed it, mate. Do. Yeah, end the show
like that.
That on the app. You can do that, and you could be ending the show tonight. Get involved. Radio Essex. Going to be a guest on tomorrow's show with Joe Kinch, Becky Hill, David Guetta, and remember on the Big Drive home, we'll talk to Joe very soon. 5:28, hi to you if you went to Creamfield South, the festival over the weekend. Maybe you're just leaving the car park now. You're still trying to get out.
Now, the A to Z of music.
Becky Hill was there as well. Eric Prince, Swedish House Mafia, Calvin Harris. It was an incredible festival by the sound of it. Highlands Park in Chelmsford. Hi to you if you went there this weekend. Right, A to Z of music is on, and we're at the letter M for M people.
It's a group.
Yeah, that's a group.
Yeah.
There's the letter M, though.
Yeah. Yes, but we're not doing groups today.
No, I'm just saying what the letter is.
Oh.
So people don't think it's... I was going to say M for mother,
oh,
but then I realised people go, oh, there's no group called mother.
Right. Okay.
So I was just trying to explain the letter. Today is solo artists.
Yeah, Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. So I wasn't being stupid.
Marshall Mathers.
Solo artist, I'm like Eminem.
Yeah.
Well, Marshall Mathers, you could say not Eminem, obviously. Even though M and M doesn't begin with M, which is another fly train situation.
Yeah.
So any artist that begins with the letter M and it's the Christian name we're looking for, so it's the first name, not the second name, so Michael Jackson would work.
Would.
I mean, if we're doing an A to Z of music and Michael Jackson wasn't nominated, that'd be weird.
It would be very weird.
But yeah, it's up to you. And your favourite solo artist do you think should go forward to represent Essex in the A to Z of music, then just put your artist on your text, A1400, Essex, and then who you think, and you can just do it on the app as well, and we will find out who you voted for in moments. Radio Essex could have been a contender on the A to Z of music, Mae Miller. Was unlikely up against Madonna and people like that. I think the Madonna didn't
I would,
even make
I would,
it.
I would vote.
You would vote.
Vote for Madonna.
Matt Cardle, Meatloaf, Mel C, Mark Ronson, Marco in hashtag shine, let it shine.
You, such a big star to me.
Macy Gray, Melanie C, these are all the people not making it, so you can imagine there's two big artists in there. Marilyn Manson, Mary J. Blige, Mel C, Mika, Michael Bolton, all not getting through. Marvin Gaye not getting through. Madonna not getting through. These are the two artists that you chose as your favourites to go through for the A to Z of music for the letter M.
It's Michael Jackson.
It has to be Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson must feature in this, and he does. Man in the Mirror, if you want to hear this song before 6 tonight, then you need to put the word MJ would work.
Yeah.
Put that in your message box, send it over to us, Essex MJ, and you can grab us on the app as well if you want to hear Michael Jackson and make that change. Or Mariah Carey and Fantasy. If you want to hear Mariah Carey at the end of the show tonight, this song, Fantasy, put the word Mariah in your message box and get those over to us. You can put MC, MJ or MC, that works.
Yeah, works.
Whichever way you want to do it. Get your message over to us. The winning tune will go forward to represent M and the A to Z of music and be played before the end of the show tonight. Get voted. Radio Essex, Beyonce and Break My Soul, 5:47 on the big drive home. It's Chris and Scott here till 6, and then, of course, Joe Kinch. Off of the evening show takes over from 6. Evening, Joe.
I do indeed. Good evening.
You well?
Yeah.
Good. How was your big gig on Friday night? Big gig, wasn't it? Big DJ gig, that.
Yeah. Whoa. I went back-to-back with someone as well. It's great.
Did you do back-to-back DJing with somebody? Wow. Yeah.
You were very good.
It's ridiculous. So it was my son's 18th birthday party on Friday.
Yep.
The only thing I'm ever allowed to organise in any event like that is the DJ. That's the only thing that falls on my lap. Because I'm like, oh, do I have to? And she's like, if you can't sort a DJ out, there's a problem.
There is a problem, yeah.
And also, if you can't sort one out, you're the DJ.
You're the DJ. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, Joe Kinch was the obvious choice. The guy is good at mixing. You were really good. You like, it was like seamless. It was like listening to the Kiss albums.
I was very impressed for someone as you know, that's only just out of nappies.
Yeah, somebody that legally shouldn't have even been
shouldn't
there.
Shouldn't have been there. Shouldn't have been there. You were incredible.
Good. Yeah, you're good.
You had your big boy pants on.
Yeah, it was good.
And the kids loved it. We were the same age. So I mean, they'd be like, "All right, Joe."
It was a really, really fun time.
Did you know anyone there?
Actually, I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
What, a couple of the lads?
No, there was one person I know, her dad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There you go.
Nice.
The localness of Basildon.
Yes.
It's really weird because it's like, you know, it is like round the corner from where I live.
Yeah, perfect gig. Scott was there off of 5.
Yep.
That Nipped must have been amazing.
Did
you play any 5?
No.
Awkward. Awkward.
Yeah, I was there, I was waiting, I was going, oh, I'll stick one on in a minute. Oh, I'm so glad you didn't. I mean, to be fair, me and Chris were outside the party. we didn't actually go in. I went in to say hello to Harry and then straight back out.
Yeah, but when you went home, I went in.
Did you go
in? I DJ'd for about an hour.
Yeah, that's what made
me back. Did you really?
Yeah. I went, I'll DJ. Yeah, I'm all right with that. I can DJ.
Well, what? What is after it? The drinks?
Yes.
That? Excellent.
I wasn't very good.
It was a really good night, actually.
I wasn't as good as Joe.
Well, no, because you were half cut, Chris.
I was thinking, why isn't Robin S working? Oh, they're 18. They don't know this
what
song.
What is it you said to me? I come over like after half an hour and he was like, what are these people like?
This is a tough crowd. Have you got any H? What's drill music, Joe?
H from Steps. Or?
Yeah, H from Steps.
That's
obviously
what Chris would play for.
5, 6, 7. I was like, they told me to play H. I don't understand why this isn't working. No, it was a good night. It was good. Thank you for DJing.
It was
a pleasure. So you've got, you're back on the radio tonight.
I am.
You were on last night, you know, pretend colourway like we all were.
A bank holiday way, yeah.
Back on tonight as in a real person, live and everything.
Yep.
Tomorrow night, Becky Hill in conversation.
Becky Hill indeed, yeah.
Becky Hill.
Yep.
The level of artists on your show is incredible.
Yeah, he's getting a bit much, mate, if I'm honest. You're doing well. Very good.
Becky Hill.
Yeah, Becky Hill.
Wow.
She's back and she's got a new song out.
Side Effects is a good tune, like that.
Yep.
Okay, so Becky Hill on the show tomorrow. Tonight then just...
Well,
warming up for tomorrow, I'd imagine.
Well, it's the evening show. We've got Hot 7 at 7, and we didn't have the record of the week yesterday because, you know, it was the bank holiday. So
of course, yeah.
Brand new record of the week tonight.
Okay.
It's a good one. It's a really, really, really good one.
Who wins the battle in your head for the letter M? Mariah Carey or Michael Jackson?
Well, look, Christmas. Mariah Carey.
Of course.
Yep.
She's Mrs. Christmas.
Yeah, but probably Michael Jackson, I would say. Probably got more hits.
Is the correct answer.
More to choose
this
from.
This is a very good song.
Man in the Mirror, Michael Jackson. We'll do it again tomorrow from 3. Joe Kinch is looking after you next from 6. Have a good night, Essex.
Bye.
Do-up, do-do-do. Tuesday, complete it, mate. Do-da-do.
It's time for the Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.